Good evening, I'm Gabriel Savarian. Welcome to another edition of Be A Newscaster. Here are the headlines for tonight's stories. Super Energy Saving Bug released on Earth Day. Japan's Black Widow sentenced to death. Canadian penny to be phased out. Now, let's hear the news in full. A prize-winning $50 light bulb went on sale on Sunday in celebration of the 42nd International Earth Day. The super energy-saving light bulb made by Philips lasts up to 30,000 hours, or about 4 hours per day for 20 years. According to Philips, the 10-watt LED bulb's 83% more energy efficient than a 60-watt incandescent bulb. Philips estimate that the U.S. could save $3.9 billion per year by exchanging every 60-watt bulb with this prize-winning bulb.
Don't forget to send me an email.
Goodbye.
A 37-year-old Japanese woman named Kenei Kijima has been sentenced to death for killing three former lovers that she met on internet dating sites. The woman was dubbed the Black Widow after the female spider that eats its partner after mating. The case gained notoriety in Japan because the prosecution was using circumstantial evidence. The prosecution showed that Kijima purchased sleeping pills and coal briquettes in an attempt to disguise her murders as suicides. The defense suggested that the men killed themselves because Kijima broke up with them. In the end, the judge accused Kijima of using the men for money before murdering them. Over 1,000 people lined up hoping to get into the courtroom to hear the final verdict.
I love being a cyber babe.
The Canadian government announced that it's eliminating its 1 cent coin. Pennies will continue to be legal tender. However, the Royal Canadian Mint will no longer produce these coins as of this fall. According to the Canadian government, it costs about 1.6 cents to produce a penny. This costs the Canadian economy about $11 million a year. Businesses are being asked to collect and return pennies to financial institutions. The coins will be melted down and recycled into reusable metal. Cash transactions will require rounding up or down. The Canadian penny has been in circulation since 1876. Well, that's all the news we have for today. Till we meet again, this is Gabriel Savarian wishing you a pleasant week ahead. Good night.